Chapter 8. Shiro Keith, Lovemaking, Pampering, Slow Sex, and Praise. A knock on the door startled Shiro. He paused and looked up from his desk, then shot Keith a smile. Hey there, need something? Kind of, Keith replied. He stepped inside, seeming almost nervous, then settled at Shiro's side. Were you up to something? Shiro shook his head and leaned back in his chair. Nothing timely. What's up? For a moment, Keith stared down at him, like he was considering. Then he reached down and cupped the back of Shiro's head, pulling him in for a kiss. Almost immediately, Shiro opened his mouth to Keith, his eyes falling closed. Keith's kisses were always heated and forward. He pressed forward like he could make it better if he just got even closer. His hands gripped Shiro's shoulders like someone was going to rip them apart. In response, Shiro kept his kiss smooth, almost slow. He settled a hand on Keith's hip, rubbing his thumb over the strip of skin between shirt and pants. Keith never seemed to relax, but he did ease up just a touch. That's a good kind of, Shiro said, turning in his chair to face Keith better, and spread his legs in offer. Again, Keith hesitated. Then he sank down, sitting on one of Shiro's thighs. I guess. It's just been a while. Thinking back, Shiro nodded. I guess it has. Almost 2 weeks. He settled one hand on the small of Keith's back, both for contact and to keep him supported. You know you don't need to feel pressured, right? We can spend time together without it being sex, too. I'll never ask you to do something you're not interested in. Keith snorted and stared down his nose at Shiro. You never ask, period. Well, Shiro winced. No, I suppose I don't. I'm still not comfortable asking, usually. It feels... He trailed off, considering. When any of you come to me, it's because you're interested in having sex, and that's fine. When I come to you, it feels like I need something. You know I have a physical requirement, and that makes it feel manipulative when I ask first. Would you feel comfortable turning me down, knowing that? Snorting, Keith brushed his fingers through the buzzed hair at the base of Shiro's neck. I don't see me turning you down at all. Keith, Shiro protested, don't say that. I want you to say no sometimes, because you're tired or you don't feel like it or because you're busy. It's normal to have those boundaries. I don't want to guilt you away from them. Sighing, Keith leaned down and kissed between Shiro's brow. Okay, I get it. If I was tired or sick, sure, I'd say no. Or if I didn't want to. But I can't really imagine that. He took a deep breath. And when you don't ask, I start to worry too, you know. Shiro frowned up at him, brow furrowing right back up. Why? Stop that. Keith kissed the wrinkle away again. Because then it seems like you're just saying yes to what we want, instead of going after what you want. You don't really get a choice either. You're the one who hurts if he doesn't have sex. Lips curling up, Shiro snorted. If Hagar couldn't pressure me into having sex, none of you can. End of story. You don't need to worry about that. He smoothed up and down Keith's back. Is that why you've been hanging back? Keith shrugged. Kind of. Maybe a part of it, I guess. He sighed. You just seemed busy, too. You're always doing something, and I didn't want to interrupt. Something or someone? Flicking Shiro's nose, Keith stared down at him. Ha. Huh. Shiro grinned back, unbothered. It was funny. He'd repeat that one for Hunk sometime, because he'd appreciate it. I'm rarely so busy I can't spend time with you. I guess not. And if you're waiting for me to speak up and ask for you... Keith winced and shrugged. Now he was staring at the wall instead of at Shiro. That's not easy. I put the pressure on you instead, Shiro agreed, voice gentle. I'm sorry about that. What if I told you I want you very much, including right now? A small smile crept up Keith's face. It helps a little, he admitted. I'm not great with words, though. You know that. I don't expect you to be, Shiro replied. Drag me away if you want to. If it's a bad time, I'll tell you. And that'll be that. No harm, no foul. Nodding, Keith took hold of Shiro's collar and pulled him up for another heated kiss. I can do that. I'm better at actions. He considered, then ran his fingers through Shiro's hair. Can I show you? Shiro closed his eyes and leaned into the touch. Always, he agreed. I get it. I speak your language. Say it however you need to. You do understand, Keith agreed, voice soft and gentle. Bed? Nodding, Shiro shuffled to his feet, making sure Keith was steady before taking his legs away. It was only a few feet to the bed, but it still took nearly 5 minutes to walk over. Each time Shiro tried to take a step, Keith pulled him in for a kiss or ran his hands up his back, or any number of distractions. Finally, Shiro landed on his back, springing up off the bed, only to be pressed back down by Keith's weight. Eager, Shiro commented, smiling against Keith's mouth. I told you, I'm better at actions. Keith pulled back and pressed kisses along the bridge of Shiro's nose, clustered around the scar like freckles. I'm saying something now. Pausing, Shiro took a deep breath. Okay, I'm listening. Keith nodded, then combed his fingers through Shiro's bangs, pushing them out of his face. He peppered kisses on his forehead, then at the corner of each eye, slowly trailing down to his lips. It made Shiro's chest feel warm and too full, like he was barely containing a cloud of steam. He closed his eyes for a moment, getting himself under control, then went back to watching. Right now, Shiro still wasn't sure what Keith was trying to convey. He reached up to rest his hands on Keith's clothed hips. You're too covered, he murmured, voice low. Same to you, Keith shot back. He took hold of the zipper at the base of Shiro's throat and slowly dragged it down. It gaped open, and Keith ran his palm up and down the center of his chest, leaning in for more slow, wet kisses. Well, that helped with one of them. Shiro slipped his hand under Keith's shirt, rucking it up so he could play over the smooth skin. He traced a finger up, simply enjoying the sensation of warmth and feeling the play of Keith's muscles under his skin. But Keith reached down and took Shiro's hand in his. He took a moment to peel off Shiro's glove, then brought the palm to his mouth and pressed a soft, chaste kiss there. Absurdly, Shiro's eyes burned. He cupped Keith's jaw and stared up at him, both awed and confused. Am I not allowed to touch? I'm making a point right now, Keith replied. Do you get it? Some, Shiro admitted. It's affection. Love. There was a hint of color to Keith's cheeks, but he nodded calmly. Yeah. He kissed Shiro again, soft and sweet. But a little more than that. He took Shiro's hand and gently pushed it to the sheets beside his head. You don't have to keep it exactly there, but let me. Can I request you take your shirt off then? Shiro asked, half out of honest desire and half to test what Keith wanted from this. Nodding, Keith pulled off his shirt without any hesitation. He threw it to the side, off the edge of the bed, then went back to slowly peeling Shiro out of his vest and shirt. With each piece of skin revealed, Keith chased it with his fingers and mouth. He licked over Shiro's belly button, which earned him squirming and choked gasps, scraped his teeth over Shiro's abs, sucked kisses between Shiro's pecs, then nuzzled into his neck. As inch by inch of skin was revealed, Shiro could only hold himself still to let Keith work, gasping but otherwise trying not to buck. Just as slowly, Shiro figured out what Keith was saying in his own particular way. I care for you, the kisses told him. I love your body, the slow reveal said, as Keith neither avoided nor spent extra time on the multitude of scars. I want you to be comfortable, said the constant pauses, the little check-ins, the pauses to kiss Shiro's lips instead of his chest. Let me take care of you. Shiro hadn't asked, even when Keith wanted him to. Shiro didn't reach out, instead remaining passive in the group. He was eager and open to their advances, but never initiated. Couldn't. It wasn't without its purpose, but had left Keith in the lurch, at least for a little while. Now, though, Keith was showing him how much he cared, without saying a single word. Keith was reaching out in his own way, going out of his usual comfort zone to meet Shiro where he needed to be. Because Keith loved him.
I love you too,
Shiro murmured gently. Smiling, Keith leaned up for another deep kiss.
You understand?
I do,
Shiro said. He brushed his own fingers through Keith's hair, not setting the pace or taking action, simply touching. Because he wanted to. Because Shiro liked the feel of Keith's silky hair under his palms. Loved getting those warm, crinkle-eyed looks. Keith nodded.
Good.
He undid the front of Shiro's pants, then started to kick off his own boots.
What position do you want?
Considering, Shiro shrugged.
I don't know. What did you have planned?
Keith sighed.
Bad wording. What position do you like best?
Shiro paused, surprised by his lack of an immediate answer. Once upon a time, it had been anything that left him vulnerable and open to being pounded stupid. It had been whatever quieted the constant nagging of his thoughts, worries for his future outside the garrison, terrified that any mistake would take him out of the running for his dreams, anything that made the pressure of his instructor's ever-growing expectations ease, if only for an evening. Now? Well, Shiro still enjoyed that, when he could full-heartedly trust those behind him, but was it his favorite?
Give me a minute,
he finally asked, eyes falling shut. Keith nodded.
Take your time and think about it. I'm good here.
True to his word, he was already sucking eager kisses into Shiro's neck, tiny little flicks of his tongue soothing the pressure. Meanwhile, his hands splayed over Shiro's chest, wide and warm. Which, yeah, was a little distracting. But at least Keith wasn't just sitting there and staring while he waited. Shiro liked a lot. He liked just about everything, actually. When he was on his stomach, he felt vulnerable and open. When he was against the wall or pressed to the floor, he felt pressed in but safe. When he was sprawled out, he felt on display and wanted. Right now?
I want this, he finally whispered. Just this. Simple.
Shiro on his back, Keith over him, face to face for optimal kissing and holding on.
Unless you have plans about toys or anything?
Unless you suggest it, no. Shiro nodded.
Then this. Right now, all I want is exactly what you're doing. I want face to face.
Beaming back, Keith kissed him.
Then let's get you undressed.
He pulled his own pants off quickly, then took hold of Shiro's waistband. He pulled, but with barely any pressure. They slid down a couple of inches, but no further. Instead, Keith leaned down to suck at the jut of Shiro's hip bone, nipping gently. Shiro jolted, surprised at the sensation.
Keith, he murmured, I get it. You don't have to draw it out.
Glancing up, Keith narrowed his eyes.
Of course I don't have to.
Then he went right back to sucking. He pulled the pants down again, this time stopping them just above the base of Shiro's cock. He kissed along the band, a stripe of kisses from one side of his hips to the other. Message received. This wasn't just about the message. Keith wanted to do this. Keith wanted to kiss and stroke every inch of Shiro, to tease and brush him until he was shivering. Keith wanted to pamper him. Keith was showing how he wanted to take care of Shiro. Eyes burning again, Shiro took a deep breath.
Okay, sorry.
Nodding, Keith finally pulled the pants down to Shiro's thighs. His cock was already hard, and there was a sticky humidity between his thighs. Rather than dive right down, Keith placed soft kisses to the base of Shiro's cock. His tongue flicked out, tiny kitten licks, and then he lapped a huge stripe up the length. "Keith!" Shiro's voice came out throaty and soft, a gasp made into words. His left hand flashed out, grabbing hold of his shoulder for useless extra balance. "Yes?" Keith pulled back, then pressed another kiss to the very tip of Shiro's cock. His lips came away shiny, and his tongue slipped out to clean them, pink and vibrant. This pace was going to kill him. Shiro took another deep breath, trying to calm himself. His eyes were burning again, and Shiro couldn't even pinpoint why. It was overwhelming to be the singular subject of Keith's focus, yes, but he was just kissing him. Shiro's ass hadn't even been touched yet. So what did he have to get teary over anyway? Finally, Keith moved to pull off Shiro's boots, then rolled his pants the rest of the way off. Shiro was left blessedly naked, his cock straining to his stomach and his thighs clenching and unclenching as he tried to hold back his slick. But Keith still didn't pick up the pace. Instead, he smoothed his palms up and down Shiro's thighs. They trembled, and so he glanced up, brow wrinkled with worry. "You okay?"
"I'm fine," Shiro replied, breathless. "It's a good thing. You're a little overwhelming."
Keith smiled back.
"Not the first time you've said that."
He ducked down again, this time settling in between Shiro's thighs. He breathed out over the sensitive skin until Shiro shivered and groaned, then leaned forward. Shiro expected more kisses, but instead he felt Keith's teeth immediately scrape against the skin of his inner thighs. He gasped, head falling back, and both hands pet through Keith's hair. Humming, Keith opened his mouth and nipped over the skin, sucking on it hard. Each spot ached as he pulled away, no doubt leaving red blotches all over. Shiro felt marked. He felt wanted. He felt cherished. Ridiculous. True, Keith cared for him, but there was no need to be done in by these little actions. Shiro took a deep breath, eyes falling closed again as he tried to process. Which was exactly when Keith reached under him and finally pulled his ass. Groaning into Shiro's thigh, Keith worked his fingers into the muscle and flesh, rolling it in his hands. The tips of his fingers ducked between the cheeks and came back damp, but that didn't seem to be purposeful. At least, not Keith's goal. When Shiro looked down, Keith's eyes were bright and eager, nearly awed as he took Shiro in. The twitch of Shiro's cock made his smile grow, and a tiny, needy buck of his hips made Keith's mouth fall open. Keith looked like he found Shiro beautiful. And there was the burning again.
"Keith," Shiro murmured.
It came out in that private tone, the softer, rougher voice he only used for them.
"Please."
Finally, Keith looked up, and he gave a little nod.
"Okay."
He started to get up, but then gave another long lick to Shiro's cock. Crying out, Shiro shook and bucked, curses falling from his breathless mouth.
"Keith," he repeated. "Keith."
"I've got you," Keith replied, kissing his way back up Shiro's chest.
"Can you put your knees on my shoulder?"
Shiro swung his legs out so he wouldn't accidentally kick Keith. He hooked them easily over Keith's shoulders, then idly grabbed a pillow and slotted it under his lower back for support.
"That good?"
"Perfect," Keith replied. He paused, and when he continued, his voice was softer.
"You were perfect."
Shiro froze. That was words. That wasn't Keith's language. Not at the moment. It was still an expression of something Keith felt, but expressed for Shiro's ease of understanding, not Keith's comfort.
"So are you," Shiro replied back.
He reached up, the tips of his fingers following the curve of Keith's jaw.
"You ready?"
Keith nodded.
"Yeah."
He lined himself up with one hand. The other went to Shiro's face in turn, running a single fingertip down the straight line of his nose, then down to trace over his bottom lip.
Meeting Keith's eyes, Shiro opened his mouth and took the finger in his mouth, sucking sweetly. "You..." Keith gasped like he'd been punched in the chest. Then he thrust in. It was slow going, purposeful and steady. Keith moved in, inch by inch, until he was totally seated in Shiro. Then Keith pulled out his finger and ducked it past Shiro's legs to circle one nipple. When Shiro gasped, Keith went in for a kiss. For a long time, neither of them moved. Shiro wrapped his arm around Keith's shoulders, holding him close, while their tongues met and explored. Each slow brush of their lips was a pleasurable slide, each moan Keith made swallowed by Shiro's mouth. But it could only last so long. Eventually, Shiro pulled back and clenched around Keith's cock.
"Want to move?"
"Yeah," Keith replied. He smiled against Shiro's lips, eyes bright. "But I wanted you to ask for it."
"Sneaky," Shiro murmured. "I have no problem with begging, you know."
Keith hummed.
"I don't want you to beg. I want you to ask for what you want, not put on a show."
"Damn him!"
"I can do both," Shiro finally answered, but he took a deep breath. "Please, nice and slow, just like you have been. Just move."
Keith's smile grew.
"As you wish."
Wait, they'd all watched that movie. Did Keith mean to make that reference, or... It didn't matter, because Keith started to move. He pulled out with the same excruciating care as before, about halfway out. Then he thrust back in with only slightly more speed. Reaching up, Keith cupped either side of Shiro's jaw, expression so painfully warm and soft. He started to peck, those same nearly chaste peppered kisses. "I adore you," they said. "I cherish you," the cupping hands said. "I'm making love to you," the slow pace said.
"I love you too," said Shiro's watering eyes.
Keith paused, but then his expression melted even further. He kissed away the building tears and ran his knuckles along Shiro's cheekbones. Cupping the back of his neck, Shiro pulled Keith down for a kiss, fingers digging into the strands of silky hair.
"Thank you," it said.
Keith's pace started to pick up, and his hands moved down to stroke over Shiro's chest and sides. Each touch was like having warm water poured down him, leaving him feeling chilled in their wake. In response, Shiro continued to kiss him, eyes closed and lip trembling slightly as he accepted each of Keith's messages.
"Let me take care of you."
"Okay." Finally, Keith wrapped his long fingers around Shiro's cock and started to pump. It was the same glacial pace as the thrusting, but it was enough. It was touch, and it was care, it was permission. Shiro came. The tears fell. Keith kissed those away as he came, too. Then he pressed their foreheads together, long black hair spilling into pure white bangs.
"Want me to pull out?"
he asked, voice very gentle. Considering, Shiro shook his head.
"No. Stay."
He wrapped both his arms around Keith's waist, holding him still.
"Please." "I will."
Keith clung right back, sprawling so he was half on top of Shiro.
"You stay too," said the fierce grip.
"I will," Shiro answered, each time he nuzzled his cheek against Keith's.
"I'll stay for you."
"I love you too," said Keith's trusting relaxation and gentle smile. They spoke the same language. Once they hadn't, but Shiro had learned for Keith, and it paid off every day. Today, Keith had reached out, in Shiro's words, met Shiro where he was comfortable. In the future, Shiro would have to step out next, going to Keith first, speaking with actions and saying what he wanted. He should do that for everyone, not just be the receptacle for their interest and care. For right now, they could just be together,
understanding and comfortable. That's what love was. The end. The music used in this podfic is Kickin' In by Adam Lambert. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening.